In the days that follow, we heard whispers from other villagers about the strange occurrence in the forest, tools disappearing, footprints leading nowhere, and the weird feeling of being watched. The Mancarito's presence had always been a legend, but now it was real and terrifying. Carlos, who had always dismissed Mom's histories, became more vigilant. He would often glance it over his shoulder, his grip tightening on his hat. Javier, who had always been carefree, started carrying a small charm around his neck, a gift from the village elder meant to ward off spirits. As for me, I could never forget the sight of the Mancarito's face emerging from the trunk. It haunted my dreams, and I often woke up in a cold sweat, the sound of its mocking laughter ringing in my ears. I became more attuned to the forest, noticing things that I had overlooked before. The subtle shifts in the wind, the patterns in the moss, and the rustling leaves that seemed to whisper secrets. One evening, as we sat around the fire, Mom told us more about the Mancarito.